News. Tony Tardio is here. Hello, Tony.
Again. Beautiful smell of pies.
Yep, pies. We're taste testing. You can be part of it if you wish to.
Oh, are they new ones? Are they new?
Well, it's from the. We're going to be joined by Emma from the Y Meat Co. So they're meat free, Tony.
Oh, what do you think, Grubby?
Well, I haven't tried yet, Tony.
We're doing them in
I'm
about
just waiting on the sauce.
Time. So yeah, Tony, you can be part of it.
Thank you. Nothing makes you happy.
What makes you happy? What was the last time that you genuinely smiled? Grubby, up to here. 96900 69. Your granddaughter, of course, that brought a smile to your face.
Cheeky little girl.
All right, well, now we're going to do a live taste test.
Oh, okay.
These are from the Y Meat Co. They're a plant-based sausage roll and party pie. We're going to put them to the test, and some members of the team. Tony Tardio needs to come back in and have his. Emma White joins us now. She's a food technologist and founder of the Y Meat Co. Hello, Emma.
Hi, guys. How are you?
So we've got a party pies and sausage rolls here. How do you rate them?
I think they're the best thing that you could ever taste. They replicate a meat-based sausage roll and party pie.
Lovely.
I'd be interested to hear.
Well, they smell great, Em. Without wishing to sound like an anti-vaxxer, we don't even know what's in them.
We don't know what's in them.
We don't know what's in them.
What are we putting in our bodies?
What are we putting in our bodies now, Em? What's in them?
These are pea protein based.
Right.
They are very different to the soy protein that you see a lot of mock meat products out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're made of, obviously, other ingredients, but pea is the main ingredient in these.
Righto.
I've got questions.
Yeah,
so I'm having the sausage roll right now. I've just realized.
I'm having that nearly blind.
It was that vile to listen to. How come they're not green like peas?
Yeah.
because they're obviously, like soy-based protein, it's an isolate. So basically they extract everything out of it.
Okay.
And it's not a green powder at all. It's
right.
a brown powder.
But it just looks like mincemeat. I mean, you could have, Diddy could have served me this today.
That tastes like sausage to me.
Well, this is a pie. I'm having a pie.
Okay,
pastry. I'm having a pie.
That's amazing.
Without the sauce.
Are you in business, Emma?
Yeah, we're Melbourne based in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Okay.
We co-manufacture, so we manufacture out of two sites, one in Dandenong and one in Warrnambool.
Okay, so my sister-in-law is a vegetarian, bordering on a vegan, and, you know, she doesn't like meat, that's okay. But would she, it's so much like meat, who's your target market? I mean, obviously people who are meat eaters are going to just go and buy a meat pie, but this is so much like meat, it might put vegetarians off.
My initial thoughts were to attract the flexitarian or the person that wants to reduce their consumption of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, we've actually attracted the vegan market as well.
Right.
They're the most vocal on social media and they've also loved the products as well. They like to obviously try the sausage roll and the meat pie that they couldn't have had for years or...
Yeah, and they're secretly dying for it, aren't they?
Emma,
I think so.
Emma,
yeah.
Are these better for you than a meat sausage roll or a meat pie? Because there's clearly a bit of oil in them and I can taste salt and they're full of flavour. Are they healthier?
I mean, I just think that they're an alternate option. I mean, when we talk about snack foods or party pies or sausage rolls, we don't traditionally think, oh, they're going to be a hell of a lot more healthier or anything like that.
No, you don't grab them for health, Em, do you?
No.
You don't say, I'm on a health kick, give me a half a dozen of these.
It's more for the person that wants to try something different. I think when you have parties, well, when we are out of lockdown, consumers have the choice to try the meat-based ones or the plant-based ones. And my philosophy around that is, well, we don't have to compromise on taste or quality if you want to have a plant-based product.
Emma, thank you. We're going to let you go now because we're going to talk about you behind your back, and it could be embarrassing if we don't actually like the product and you're right there.
But that tastes like pies.
Thank you so much for joining us. Ymeatcompany.com.au. Thank you. Emma White, she's their food technologist. Well, I'm quite a harsh judge of a sausage roll because I make my own.
Yes, you do, and so do we.
From scratch with minced pork and stuff.
Yep.
That's really good.
Oh,
Tony
nice.
Tardio, though, I'm concerned about.
I would give that a 9 out of 10, actually.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony.
Which did you have, the pie or the sausage roll?
I had the pie,
yes,
and it just tastes like a normal pie
correct
that you would have. If you gave me that and yeah gave me the other one, I wouldn't be able to tell you the difference.
And it is a healthier alternative, I guess, with all that pastry wrapped around it, Tony. I mean,
honest with you, I really only like the pastry anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like many times I just eat the pastry and leave the bits in the middle.
Yeah.
But I was expecting that to be have some sort of weird chalky thing to it, but it's certainly not like meat.
It's really good.
Amazing. Yeah. All right, well there you are. There's our taste test for the day. I'm happy to encourage the delivery of food to this studio.
What can we taste next week?
I don't know. Let's put the feelers out. That's the whywhymeatcompany.com.au. More in a moment. It's 18 minutes.